Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Wheat farmers, do you want a winning variety that's thrived in just about every environment? Then choose Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Gallagher has a duster heritage and leads a pack in forage production and grain yield. It also holds up well against diseases and Hessian fly. And Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek. Yet one of the Great Plains' top hard winter wheat varieties. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
The cattle futures finished another eventful day on the top side. Feeder cattle were anywhere from $1.52 higher on the front month August up to $2.10 higher in October. So higher across the board. We were nearly $4 off the contract lows from mid-morning session. In the last 30 minutes to 45 minutes, the market did come back and closed quite a bit stronger. Live cattle were $1.10 higher with June, which expired tomorrow at $1.2025. That was up 65 cents. Box beef at midday slid again. It was down 417 on choice at $229.72. It's about $21 off of their high on choice box beef. Select was down $2 at $213.19. That choice select spread has been cut in half. It's down to $16.53. The Fed Cal Exchange this morning had about 2,500 head listed. It looked like there were a few head trade from 119 to 120. Projected feeder cattle closeouts or cattle going into the feed lots are losing $69 a head. Current cattle coming out are making about $185. So that projected closeout of cattle going in is thought to have hurt the feeder cattle market. We have yet to see it really take a beating because of that.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures had a pretty uneventful day as the market just didn't do a whole lot. In the corn market, corn ended up down about a penny, had a 3 cent range from the high to the low. Soybeans up 2 to 2.5, and in the wheat were the strongest, up 3 to 4 cents. Cotton futures posted a small loss. December was down 6 at 67.65. So again, not a whole lot going on. Kind of surprising. As Friday, we have a quarterly stocks. It's the grain stocks as of June 1st. Wheat, corn, and beans are all expected to be higher than where they were in 2016 on the same date. No real surprise there. The market's been coming down because of that. And the last quarterly stocks report said basically the same thing. On the acreage part is where we could get some surprises. Corn's expected to be 89.9 million acres. Last year it was 94. On the last report, 89.96. So they're expecting a little bit of a drop in the corn acres. Soybeans, 89.75 million. That is up from the March number of 89.48. So corn's inching lower and soybeans inching higher. All wheat, 46.07 million acres. It's about 4 million less than last year. And then cotton acres are 12.278.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.